This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we now segue to our man, our weekly visit with Dan Quinn. As he joins us here, Will is in for Carl on Dukes and Bell. Coach, how you feeling? First, how you doing? How's your head right now?
Well, I think, that certainly after the game and the day after, all sorts of emotions of frustration, anger, all of them run through. But then, like most things, you recognize, you can say, all right, what are the things that we wanted to identify, what went right, what didn't go right, and you make the adjustments going into the next week to give yourself the best chance to go after it. So, over the last 2 weeks, it's certainly, and for a regular season, two tough losses when you have the lead and you don't come through at the end. Obviously, those sting, and you want to make sure, man, you learn from it. You take your lessons from the L and make sure that we're going to be in this situation again. It's a good position to be in, and let's make sure when we get here in this next space, let's close the door.
Coach, I know we just got the info on Denard going on the IR. What can you tell us about him and just the overall health of your ball club right now?
Yeah, well, I would say losing Denard, he certainly made a strong impression for us over the first part of the season. And so, as you guys know, this year on IR, it's not as long as it used to be. And so we'll go the 3 weeks without him, and then we'll have a better idea of where he's at. And so, we'll miss him for sure. We'll have some guys, in his spot that'll, step up and play, and it'll be good. We were down some guys last week, and so to have a chance to have a number of those players back in the lineup this week, we're certainly excited for that. The extra day will help us, as we know it's a Monday night game. So, having some guys back in the lineup will certainly be good for us.
It is Dan Quinn, guys, our weekly visit with the coach, and I know you've already addressed some of these questions with the media, but our first chance for our audience to ask you about it, we heard Dirk Cutter talking about those last couple of series. I know I asked you last week about, getting on the headset and talking with Dirk. He wanted to stay aggressive, but the book says you just got to burn clock and make the Bears earn this, and it just seems like we made it so easy, Dan, with those short possessions.
Yeah, well, you don't want short possessions, that's for sure, and you don't want the clock to stop, and so sometimes you try to flip the field when you get a good look. You got a matchup that you wanted to go and that you've hit on before. And there's other times that you're counting on, certainly counting on a screen being completed, almost like a run or a check down. Those ones are, 90% or higher, in the completion side of things. So consequences, Mike, for those when you don't use the clock, and we certainly had that. But there's also consequences when you make the play and you flip the field to do that. And so all those things weigh into it for sure. But in that space, certainly not just three plays and not taking enough off of the clock was a factor. But we want to be aggressive, but we also want to make sure that we're doing it in the right way to stay on the field and keep going. So we certainly have emphasized that this week about how we want to go attack. And like I said, we want to be in this spot, where you have a lead at the end of the game, and now it's time to go close the door. I was disappointed. It was a tale of two halves in the first two ball games, and we took it a step further. But now it has to go the whole thing, man. That's the big message with the team.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn is exclusive with us here on 92.9 The Game, as we do so every week here on the home of the Falcons. To that end, Coach, will there be a point where you take the clamps off of Todd Gurley if he feel that he singularly can win you a football game?
No question, and we really don't feel like there are at the moment. We're certainly happy with the progress that he's making. I think maybe at 16 in one game, 20 in another, and so Brian Hill has certainly earned some reps on his spot too. I think you guys could probably see that. But Todd's been an excellent addition for us. We do feel like we have a number of weapons in all spots, you know, certainly at receiver and now tight end and running back. So, yeah, we don't feel like there's clamps on him at this pace. He's doing well. He's practicing well. So, yeah, heading into the game, there's not a, you know, a count that we're on.
It's Dan Quinn with us, guys, on Dukes and Bell. And, Coach, we've said it all the time. We know you're a positive guy, that the players respond. Everybody's got your back. There's no finger pointing in the locker room. But when we continue to lose games, you know, double-digit leads back-to-back, the perception is now nationally, the Falcons can't finish. How do you change that?
I think you got to go do it. And that's the part about, being in this competitive arena that you are. It's like you so badly want to get back to that moment to do it. And so – we've got to play well all the way leading up to that spot to put us into those spaces. But when we get the lead, you got to, you know, like I said, close the door to go. So let's get us into that space. We've got enough playmakers to do that. But you got to go back into that same environment to make sure you can do it. And we're certainly planning on doing that.
Coach, I know your big boss is a measured man, Arthur Blank. He said last year when he said you and everybody else was coming back that, you know, great coaches don't wait too long to make adjustments. And I know you can't go into specifics. You don't want to let out trade secrets, but how confident are you that the adjustments you plan to make here against Green Bay and beyond will result in a different outcome?
Well, I think, I'm extremely confident. You fight like hell for what you believe in, and I certainly do in these players and this team. And some of the things that we were so disappointed about leaving Dallas was defensively on third down and our play in the red zone. And we certainly made strides in there. One of the topics on offense was more efficiency of running the ball, and so making progress in that space. So we're more than confident in the adjustments we plan to make to have a different outcome. We are 100% committed to get back in the fight, and we can't wait to Monday night to get a chance to do that.
It's Dan Quinn with us, guys, getting ready for Green Bay. Hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Coach, we know the secondary a little thin. Is Sheffield going to be back? I know with the COVID protocols, what is his status?
Yeah, Chef has, worked hard and rehab part of him for his foot, and he's looking forward to getting our first practice together, which will be Thursday this week with the Monday game. And so we're definitely looking forward to having him back out on the field, and we'll have a better sense after he goes through the three practices to see where he's at. But we're very encouraged about him for this week.
And just as a follow-up, with Isaiah Oliver, I mean, I know we took him in the second round because we thought the talent was there. Some things you thought maybe looked like what you had in Seattle. Technique-wise, he looks lost at times. Is he going to get it together, or how can we help Oliver, or is this as good as it gets?
Well, I recognize that all players would like to have some plays back, but playing our best on defense is playing team defense, and all of that factors in together. It's pass rush, it's covering, it's tackling, it's communication. So the best defensive teams, man, you hear them, and the communication, so it doesn't fall onto one player, and we've all players, hey, I'd like to have this play back or this play back, but let's just make sure defensively that there's a stride and another mark to get and another one to get, and we're going to keep working like crazy to play like we're capable of, because we know we've done it in spurts, and now it's got to be the whole time, man, for that urgency to stay that way all through the four quarters or overtime or however long it takes, staying consistent the whole time through.
Hate to continue with the questions about availability. I know that we have a long list when it comes to it, Coach, but A.J. Terrell, the COVID protocol, what can you tell us about that and his availability this week?
Yeah, there's not much to update, when a player is in the COVID protocol, and so they'll stay in that space until they're ready to be cleared, and so that's just guidelines, you know, from us and from the league as well. So no update on that side, but you can always refer back to, you know, not just with our team, but with others when a guy's on the COVID list.
And Foye Aluakun's also kind of been somebody who's banged up. Michael Walker played a lot in his space. How did he respond to the level of exposure? I know a guy in the fourth round, you kind of throw him into the fire, but he looked rather well.
Well, you know, a big part of that is Foye. And ever since Michael got here, he actually moved here to Georgia from California during the spring. He just wanted to get down here even before some of the other rookies got here. And one of the players that he spent a lot of time with was Foye. And so he had this mentor early on of teaching him the system and what to look for. And he's a smart player. He's got length and he's got speed. I think he's going to be a good linebacker. You know, not only can he cover, you know, the tall and long linebackers, but he's got speed to come off the edge. So we think he's got a bright future. And hopefully Foye will be back in the lineup for us. He brings a lot to our team. I certainly think you guys remember the game in Dallas where all the the turnovers that he was responsible for. So we're certainly looking forward to getting Foye back, and he's off to a good start along with Sheffield this week to give himself a chance to do that.
It is Dan Quinn with us, guys, getting ready for the Packers as the Falcons 0-3 and trying to turn this thing around. Hated to see Grady with that hip injury come off the field because, I mean, he really does stir the drink defensively. I mean, where's the pass rush? It seems like we're so strong early and that I may be wanting more from Dante Fowler, but what's the D-line going to look like?
Well, we have a good sense for Grady just knowing his past. He's a hard one to keep out. I'll just leave it at that. He just finds a way. He's relentless. He's tough as they get. And so, we're hopeful that Grady will be good to go. Like I said, the extra day this week, we're certainly looking forward to getting our full complement of guys and Grady and McKinley and Fowler all out there ripping together. And so we're hopeful that that'll be the case this week.
Falcons and Packers, Monday Night Football. You're hearing it here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a visit with Dan Quinn. This Packers team has looked rather good over the course of the first 3 weeks. It's never easy to see Aaron Rodgers. How does the extra day affect preparation? How has he looked on film to you?
Well, I think this team has terrific balance as they're starting off in their first three games. You see that in their rushing attack. They're averaging almost 170 yards a game or somewhere in that spot. And they're leading the league in scoring. So they're having real balance in terms of how they're doing it, and that adds to their time of possession. So going against them, you've really got to be aggressive and make sure that you take your shots and you're able to deliver on them when those moments come. It's not just going to be in the end of the game. These moments could come up first quarter, second quarter, third, all the way through the game. And so they're off to a good start offensively. Certainly, you know, the featured players with Adams on the outside and Jones at running back. But defensively, they've got some rushers. You see that for sure. Kenny Clark's has always been a lot like Grady inside, just disruptive and strong and makes plays. So it's a heck of a matchup all across the board, both, all three phases, and we're definitely looking forward to it.
No, you got to roll, Dan. Just one last from me. We're taking on the Packers. Matt LaFleur was here as the quarterback's coach for 2 years under Shanahan, so you're going up against an assistant. Just so we get it right, because we've talked about this a few times this week, was there ever consideration for Matt, or why didn't we stick around, or why wasn't he the OC to follow up with Shanahan?
Well, yeah, Matt's an excellent coach, and so he had the opportunity to go out to L.A., first before he went to Tennessee and then finally at Green Bay. But, yeah, he's definitely somebody that I keep up with a lot. We hold in high regard, as he's doing a great job there in Green Bay. So, yeah, we definitely keep up with Matt. He's definitely somebody we considered in that spot. And, him heading out to L.A. And then over to Tennessee was good stepping stones for him in leading this team now in Green Bay. So, off to a great start, and we're real proud of that.
Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, joining us every week at this time here on Dukes and Bell. Bring us home victory, coach. Appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, Bill. And we'll talk next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.